Hello, everyone. This is Aaron, and I am here to ask the simple question of why is Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song? So some of you may know, I actually released a video not too long ago about some upcoming games I was really excited for. One of them being today's topic, Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song. So first off, I have to say, it looks like I was right. Based off of what we saw in the trailer, I had to guess that this game was going to be mostly like a noir style, like detective kind of experience. And based on what I've seen in the game, that is exactly what it is. So I have put in roughly about, I don't know, five or so, maybe 6 hours into the game right now. And I am definitely nowhere in it. It has this feeling like it's going to be a good long game. I don't think it's going to be like a 60, 80 hour game necessarily. But it is going to be a good length game. And the gameplay is exactly what I said it was going to be. It is a detective-based game. I haven't seen any combat whatsoever in the time I've played. There have been a lot of puzzle-solving things, and most of it, though, has been exploration. You are in an area, you have to wander around, look at clues, read items that are going to be background, the lore, and try and piece together what's going on. The biggest part of the game is interacting with other people. And you do this from just talking to them. You can use your vampiric powers in certain situations to try and get your way in whatever the conversation is. But it is, from what I have played so far, it is an amazing game. Now, it is going to be very niche, I think. So, like I said, it is no combat from what I've played. And there is some puzzles. There's not been a lot of puzzles. But a lot of it is just pure, straight-up detective work. That's all it is you are just trying to piece things together and figure out what the heck is going on. Brief overlay into the story. Basically, this game takes place in Boston, and the Vampire Society within Boston is on kind of rocky ground right now. From the way the game is talking, vampires everywhere, at least some of them, one particular faction, the biggest faction, are in kind of a rough spot. They've lost some cities. Things are just not going their way, which is definitely something that the tabletop game heavily hinted at as a possibility for campaigns you could run. But the Camarilla is the faction that you play as. They're the largest faction within Vampire Society. They're the one that you, generally speaking, are going to be a member of whenever you play the tabletop RPG. And like I said, you're in Boston, and something has happened, and it has triggered what they are calling a Code Red. And this is basically an all-hands-on-deck style event. Something bad has happened that threatens vampiric existence. And so all the vampires have been called in, at least all the important vampires, have been called in to the tower where the prince lives. Within Vampire Society, especially the Camarilla, every large city is going to have a prince. And your prince is exactly what it kind of sounds like. They are the ruler of that city. Their word is law. But everyone's hiding out there trying to figure out what the hell is going on. The way the game actually plays out from there is going to be through the use of three different characters. Each one kind of has their own built-in specialty, so to speak. However, the game is very kind in the fact that it allows you to rebuild your character. So whenever you start it up and you start the first scene for a character, you get to pick between three like pre-built, they're not really classes, but just three built allocations of points. And those are kind of built around what the characters are that you're going to be playing as. I believe it's probably what the developers kind of intended the characters to be, like had they made them for a campaign. But you also get an option where you have all your points free and you just build them as you want to. So that's a really good feature. It's really good because then you get to do just all the role-playing aspect of it if you want to. But like I said, each character is kind of custom-built for different things. One character is a lot more of a personable person. They're supposed to be very good at like chit-chatting and getting to know people and just kind of, you know, greasing palms that way. Another character is more of a gritty detective kind of person. He's very good at investigating and just finding out what the heck is going on, getting in and out with no problems. And then the last one is kind of a little bit of a wild card. However, her truly unique thing is that she gets visions. She can have premonitions that can help her figure out what's going on or what to expect. But these three characters are charged by the prince to go out and find out what is going on. They don't know why the red alert's been triggered. They don't know if they're being attacked. They don't know who is attacking them, if they are being attacked. They have no idea what's going on. So it's up to these three people to find out what is happening. And that's where you go through the game. The gameplay is divided into scenes. for each character. So you'll play one scene as one character, you'll finish that one, and then you'll move on to the next character and so forth and so on. And the fact that they call them scenes, the fact that they have acts, those are the terms that you use within the tabletop role-playing game of Vampire the Masquerade. And this game, like I said, I've only put in about 6 hours. I'm not very far into it, I don't think. But it feels perfectly like a Vampire the Masquerade campaign. And that is exactly what I was hoping it would be. It literally feels like I'm sitting down and I'm playing a campaign. You have to juggle all of everything, just like you would in the campaign. You have to juggle your skills. You have to juggle how you're talking to people, your vampiric abilities. A big problem with the vampires, obviously, would be their need to drink blood. And you have to balance that. The more you use your vampire powers, the more you're going to need to drink. You can also have willpower, which helps you kind of overcome things. In the RPG, the tabletop version, that can be anything from overcoming pain to trying to bully your way in a conversation, what have you. In Swan Song, it's mostly going to be in conversation. You're trying to really push your point and win a conversation. That way you can get more information. That's what it's been presented as so far, but you have to balance that because the more you use of that, the less you have. And what if you need it for later on? It's very similar to a lot of our game mechanics, but they knew that the more thirsty a vampire is, the more likely they are to lose control. And their willpower, their humanity, is the only thing holding them back. And so you have to balance those. And I actually found out that the hard way. While playing one of the missions, I got an in-game for the scene I was in. And I'll be real, I didn't like it. And so I decided I'm going to do this mission again. So I did it again, trying to get the outcome I wanted. And I got all the way to the end. I thought I nailed it. And my character lost control to their thirst and murdered someone. And it completely blew me out of the water because I didn't know that was a possibility in the game. I checked after the fact. I didn't find that anywhere online where people were talking about how that could happen. It was awful, no. Honestly, because I had to redo the scene again. But it was also fantastic because it was so true to the source material. And that's questions. Something that is just, like, that's the thing I have to harp on the most with Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song. Like I said a little bit earlier, it might be a little bit of a niche game because it's slower. It is 100% about trying to figure out things, piecing clues together, solving minor puzzles, and discovering the truth. And that's not going to be for everyone because some people are going to want more action or the ability to do cool, crazy combat with their vampire powers. And you're not getting that here. You're getting the other edge of it. You're getting the character, the universe. You're getting to explore that and feel it out and live it just like you would in a tabletop campaign. And personally, that's amazing to me. That's more amazing to me than anything else. And it is so true to the actual game. If you are someone who likes tabletop RPGs, I think you'll love this one. If you are someone who loved Vampire the Masquerade specifically, or any other World of Darkness game, then you have got to play this game. It is like playing the campaigns that you used to do. It is exactly that. One thing I will say, this is just kind of a personal touch. If you're very opinionated about characters, you're probably going to run into the same issues I have. One of the main characters, I'm not even going to mention which one because I don't want to spoil it for anyone in any way, shape, or form. But one of the main characters, I cannot stand. I literally, like, I have a visceral hatred for this character because of how they're presented. And it was very frustrating when I had to deal with this person and play their scene so far. Because I'm just like, I don't like you. I like when games are able to do that. I like when movies are able to do that. Anything that makes you have that emotional response because it ties you into it, into the material. This game is amazing. It is simply amazing. The only thing I can really knock on this game is some of the animations. They're a little bit not great. I personally don't give a crap. That's not something that is a deal breaker for me within reason. But some of the walking animations, some of the facial expressions, they're not exactly AAA, but they work. They do great. And putting that aside, the actual character models are awesome. These people look amazing in this game. They also have really good representation of different groups within this game. There's someone in the game who has alopecia. There is plenty of different body types within the game that I've seen so far. It's wonderful. It's got plenty of diversity. It's everything that a campaign is supposed to be. And I can't get enough of this game. It's simply fantastic. Like I said, the only thing I could really knock on it is maybe some of those modeling or those animations. And like I said, if you're someone who likes the combat, this might be a hard game for you because it is slow. It definitely feels slow because you're just being a detective for all intents and purposes. So you have to keep that in mind when you're playing it. But the point of it, you also have to kind of keep in mind the point. Point is to live this world, this character, and this story. And you are just trying desperately to find out things about it. One little thing, I'm kind of rambling. I can't help it. I'm so into this game, I can't really help it ramble a little bit. One thing I love about this, and this is something that's only someone who is a big tabletop player like me will probably be able to appreciate, is that whenever you're talking to someone and you have an option of asking them a question, or you're going to be like, did you just say whatever? Your dialogue choices are not actually phrased by the character who is going to speak them. So like, say you're talking to someone and they're like, yeah, no, you know, he put that thing in the safe. And your character will be like, what do you mean he put it in the safe? But your dialogue choice is going to be more like, not even really third person, but it's going to be more like someone asking the question to a dungeon master or a game master, because they'll be phrased more like, ask him if he said that it was a guy or a safe. You know, it I don't know. It's such a silly little touch, but I love it because it shows the attention to detail for what this game is based on. And it's awesome. It's just awesome. It's so good. So, you know, that kind of brings us to the question of why is Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song? It's definitely not because it has too long of a name. But I would say that this is a game that is for the people who tabletop but can't tabletop anymore for some reason. Very similar to Vagrus when I reviewed that game a little while back. This is a great game for someone who they love tabletop games, but because the group's not together anymore, because they just don't have time, or whatever the case may be, they can't get a group together to host an actual tabletop game. Swan Song fills that itch, takes care of that for you. Because you get almost all of the joy of doing that, but you don't have to rely on the schedules of five different people. It's absolutely fantastic, and I instantly recommend it. This is definitely a game you need to buy. It's just wonderful. It's a beautiful game, and it is accurate to quite possibly one of my favorite and most cherished tabletop RPGs there ever was, Vampire the Masquerade. I can't praise it enough because of that. So I really do appreciate everyone on checking out the video. I would say you know what the drill is usually with the whole liking and subscribing thing. It's a definitely great way to keep up on whatever we're going to be putting out, as well as getting to know us. If you have any comments, obviously, drop those below. We do have our Discord. Feel free to join it if you want to have any conversations with us, talk about anyone. If you used to run any Vampire the Masquerade campaigns, join the Discord and hit me up. You'll see me on there as Spellcaster4. Let's talk. I want to know about your campaigns. Tell me some of the crazy situations your characters have gotten. I've played tabletop games for 10, 15 years, and so we can have a blast talking about it. But in the meantime, before the conversation starts, behave yourselves. Go play some games.